The reason I wrote this paper is because I lived it. In 2008, when we had the mortgage bubble burst, we represented a lender who had a series of credit facilities to a developer, and it went like this. They loan the money to buy the land. Then they had a facility to loan the money to develop the infrastructure, and they paid off the land with the infrastructure loan. And then they had a construction company with a series of facilities that built single-family residences in the $75,000 to $110,000 range, and they paid off the land loan with the first draw on the construction loan. And then, after the construction loans were fully funded, the homes were marketed to consumers who could not get financing in the secondary market, and they had a series of underwriting criteria that allowed those loans to be owner financed. And when the loans were owner financed, the lender financed a portion of the loan and secured it with an assignment of the promissory note, and they paid off the construction loan. So how did the lender get paid? The lender got paid when the pools of these notes were sold to investors.